Western producer, if you love pasta, this is your time of the year, because October is National Pasta Month, October 17th is National Pasta Day, and October 25th is World Pasta Day. But who needs an excuse to enjoy pasta? Just indulge in your favorite pasta dish, try a new pasta recipe, or host a pasta dinner party. Pasta with broccoli 1 lb. Fusilli or any medium-size pasta 500 grams, half a teaspoon. Salt 0.5 milliliters 3c. Broccoli, cut into florets 750 milliliters 1/2 c. Green peas 125 milliliters. Optional, 2 tablespoon water 30 milliliters 4 teaspoons. Canola oil 20 milliliters 1 c. Mushrooms, sliced 250 milliliters 1/2 red pepper. Optional, 2 cloves garlic, minced or pressed 2 tablespoons. Parmesan cheese, grated 6g freshly ground black pepper. Prepare broccoli by washing and cutting into florets. Peel skin from stalks, cut stalks into small pieces, set aside. Bring large pot of water to a boil. Add salt and pasta to water and cook until pasta is al dente. While pasta cooks, place water, broccoli and green peas, if using, in a skillet. Cover with a lid and steam for 2 minutes. Remove vegetables and set aside. In same skillet, heat oil over medium heat. Add mushrooms and red pepper, gently sauté for 2 to 3 minutes, add garlic and sauté until garlic is soft, stirring continually, be careful not to burn. Add broccoli, peas and pepper to mushroom-garlic mixture. As soon as pasta is done, drain it quickly, reserving some of the liquid. Add pasta to vegetables and toss together, adjust seasoning and add parmesan. Add reserved pasta liquid if needed. Serve immediately. Adapted from Grispasta.com quick pasta salad meal. I was using up leftovers one day and created this quick meal pasta salad. Half or quarter the recipe for 1 or 2 servings. Serves 4.1 broccoli crunch chopped salad kit, with broccoli florets and chopped stems, sunflower seeds, dried cranberries, cooked bacon and sweet coleslaw dressing 1 c. Chopped cooked chicken, drained canned tuna or salmon 250 milliliters 2 c. Any type of small, cooked pasta 500 ml. Prepare salad as directed on package, add chicken or fish and pasta, toss to combine. Chill in refrigerator for up to an hour or serve immediately. Baked feta pasta. This baked feta pasta has become popular on many internet sites. This recipe is my adaptation from several. It is easy, tasty and will soon become a family favorite. It is also a good recipe to use up the little garden tomatoes. Makes 4 servings 0.2 c. Cherry tomatoes 500 milliliters 2 garlic cloves, halved 1/2 c. Canola oil 125 milliliters 4 ounces. Block feta cheese 125 milliliters 1/2 teaspoon. Sea salt 2 milliliters 1/8 teaspoon. Coarsely ground pepper 0.5 milliliters 1 to 16 ounces. Package rigatoni or other short pasta 500 grams 1 tablespoon salt 15 milliliters 4 ounces. Fresh spinach, roughly chopped, optional 125 g pinch crushed red pepper flakes, optional 2 tablespoon fresh basil leaves, thinly sliced 30 milliliters 2 tablespoon fresh parsley, minced 30 ml flaky sea salt, for serving preheat oven to 400°F, 200°C, in a 13x9 in, 22x33 cm, baking dish. Combine tomatoes, garlic and 1/4 cup, 60 milliliters, oil. Place block of feta in center, move tomatoes so cheese sits on bottom of baking dish. Drizzle feta with remaining oil and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Bake until tomato skin start to split, and garlic has softened, 30 to 40 minutes. Raise oven temperature to 450°F, 230°C, and continue to cook until tomatoes and feta are golden brown, 10 to 15 minutes more. Meanwhile, bring a large pot of water to a boil over high heat, add salt and pasta to water and cook until al dente, see pasta package for cooking time. When pasta is cooked, add spinach to pasta, the spinach should wilt almost instantly. Reserve 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, of cooking water, then thoroughly drain pasta and spinach. As soon as tomatoes and feta come out of oven, stir in red pepper flakes, if using. Use back of a spoon to smash tomatoes and feta into a smooth and creamy sauce. It's okay if some oil isn't fully integrated. Add drained pasta and spinach and half of basil, toss until evenly coated. If sauce is too thick, stir in some pasta water a couple tablespoons at a time. Taste and adjust seasoning with salt and pepper. Serve topped with remaining basil, parsley and a pinch of sea salt. Variations. Use whatever pasta you have, rigatoni, rotini, penne, bow tie, macaroni or cavatappi are great options. Add in some cooked meat such as chicken, ground beef or ground turkey, just before serving. Rather than spinach, use asparagus, broccoli, or zucchini. Cooking time will vary. For a lower carb version, serve with zucchini noodles or spaghetti squash. With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, many memories flooded my mind. My nanny, paternal grandmother, was born in England and was a great royal supporter. Whenever the Queen or any of her family visited Canada, the tour was closely watched and if possible, we went to see the parade. The Queen's message on Christmas Day stopped the present opening and dinner preparations so we could all listen. My older brother, George, recalled that our dad purchased our first TV so we could watch the Queen's coronation. As a child, I remember my mother often making a date in nut cake. I particularly loved the crunchy, sweet broiled coconut icing that topped it. After some digging, I found the recipe in an old recipe box. It is titled Queen Elizabeth's Favorite Cake. I have no proof for this statement, though. As with many recipes, the origin is not well documented. The Queen Elizabeth cake recipe was published in Canada in 1953. It appeared in the Coronation Cookbook, as well in Chatelaine's 363 Home-Tested Recipes, page 35, and in Chatelaine that year, to commemorate the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. The Chatelaine recipe is slightly different than the recipe I have. Some believe that the cake was invented to honor Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, and King George VI for the celebration of their coronation in 1937. However, it is uncertain when or where it was first served. Source. bcfoodhistory.ca. Queen Elizabeth Cake Servings, 12. Bake in a 9x13 inch, 22x33 cm, cake pan or 1x8 inch, 20 cm, round pan and 6 muffin cups. 1c. Boiling water 250 ml 1-375 g. Package dates, pitted and chopped 1/4 c. Butter, softened 60 ml 1 c. White sugar 250 ml 1 egg 1 teaspoon. Vanilla 5 ml 1.5 c. All-purpose flour or whole wheat flour 375 ml 1 teaspoon. Baking soda 5 ml 1 teaspoon. Baking powder 5 ml 1/2 teaspoon. Salt 2 ml 1/2 c. Walnuts or pecans, chopped 125 ml topping, 1 c. Coconut, shredded 250 ml 2/3 c. Brown sugar, packed 150 ml 6 tablespoon butter 90 ml 1/4 c. Cream 60 ml grease cake pan and line with parchment paper if wanting to lift cake from pan for serving. Pour boiling water over dates in a small bowl. Let stand until cool. Cream butter and sugar together in a mixing bowl. Beat in egg and vanilla. Measure flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and nuts into a bowl. Stir to mix. Add flour mixture to creamed mixture in 3 parts alternately with date mixture in 2 parts, beginning and ending with dry mixture. Spread batter into prepared pan. Bake at 350°F, 175°C, for 30 to 40 minutes, cupcakes 25 minutes, or until an inserted wooden pick comes out clean. Topping. Mix coconut, brown sugar, butter and cream in a small saucepan over medium heat. Boil for 3 minutes. Spread over warm cake. Place under broiler just until topping is starting to turn golden. This cake keeps well at room temperature for several days or freeze for later use. Betty Ann Diebold is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com.